This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. troops have begun their withdrawal from Kabul Airport following a two-week scramble by Washington and its allies to fly out their nationals and Afghans at the risk of reprisals under Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
With 3 days to go before President Biden's deadline for getting out, a U.S. official says the number of troops at Kabul Airport is now less than 4,000. The Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says even as gear is loaded onto the flights, the evacuation of people continues.
Any U.S. passport holder that wants to get in can get in.
As for Afghans,
we are still processing and getting on planes. SIV applicants, as well as vulnerable Afghans.
After a Saturday drone strike killed two members of the Islamic State Group's affiliate in Afghanistan, Kirby says the threats of another attack remain very real.
We are monitoring them literally in real time.
Meanwhile, the remains of 13 U.S. troops killed in a suicide bomb attack Thursday are headed home. Ben Thomas, Washington.
UN and private agencies say human rights violations have been surging in Afghanistan, and the humanitarian situation there is tenuous. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
CEO of the Asia-Pacific Refugee Network, Najiba Wazadafost, says it is horrifying to see the rapid escalation of human suffering and displacement under Taliban rule.
They've been reporting to us about Taliban's, you know, door-to-door searches, targeted killings, and looting in the capital. And again, we've been hearing about schools and hospitals and thousands of homes being attacked.
Wazadafo says she's most concerned about the voices of fear she is hearing from women. She says she fears border closures because of the pandemic, which will prevent women and girls fleeing violence and persecution from finding safety. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. Hurricane Ida is expected to slam into Louisiana Sunday as a Category 4 storm with high winds, heavy rains, and a tremendous amount of storm surge. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Residents in New Orleans packed gas stations, some filling up to evacuate, others to ride out the hurricane. Mike Laurent needed gas for a generator, expecting the power to go out. He's also bracing for major flooding since he lives near a levee.
A dozen life jackets, just in case, you know. I hope I get to bring them back. I hope I don't have to use them.
New Orleans Emergency Management Director Colin Arnold says for those not evacuating danger zones, the first 72 are on you, meaning it may take some time for help to arrive.
The first 3 days of this will be difficult for responders to get to you. You need to have your supplies prepared.
He says food, water, flashlight, medication, and battery-powered radio. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of voting rights advocates rallied across the United States Saturday to call for sweeping federal laws that would wipe out voting restrictions advancing in some Republican-controlled states that could make it harder to cast a ballot. Many activists view the fight over voting rules as the civil rights issue of the era. At a voting rights rally, Democratic Representative Jamal Bowman said voting rights are being taken away and need to be fought for.
These states are undermining the right to vote, and they are taking away the power from the people, and it is being led by Republicans.
Frustrations have mounted for months because two expensive election bills have stalled in the U.S. Senate, which is split evenly between Democrats and Republicans, and the measures lack the votes to overcome a GOP blockade. Thousands of people marched across Europe on Saturday to protest against restrictions aimed at limiting the spread of the coronavirus pandemic, even after demonstrations were banned. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Paris in the seventh consecutive week of protests against a health pass required to enter cafes, restaurants, cinemas, theaters, and long-distance travel. In Berlin, meanwhile, police said protesters gathered for unauthorized marches in different parts of the city center. The protesters, few of whom were wearing face masks, shouted freedom and carried banners with slogans like, "I have my own opinion," and COVID-84, a reference to author George Orwell's book, 1984, about a totalitarian state. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.